5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My name is Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning, and joining us right now, Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill. Joe, good morning. Happy Friday.
It is a very happy Friday. 80 degrees, sunny all weekend. Liking it.
Oh, and how's the traffic, Joe?
You know, the traffic is very congested. The Lincoln Tunnel here in New York, besides that, everything good.
Want to start off talking about ESPN. They have got Jemele Hill, who made some comments on Twitter about the president. She complained that if Donald Trump were not white, he never would have been elected. She also said some things about him being a white a supremacist, and on and on. And ESPN gave her a slap on the wrist and said, you know, put out a memo. And she still has her job. Then there's another woman, Linda Cohn, who back in April commented on ESPN's political leanings and how they're losing audience also because of other places where people can view games and the money that they put into certain things, SEC Network, for instance. And then today, President Trump tweeted out ESPN is paying a really big price for its politics and bad programming. People are dumping it and recognize record numbers, apologize for untruth. What is going on with ESPN, and can they recover from this, or are they just in a downward spiral?
Downward spiral. I can answer that definitively because I'm not basing that on my opinion. I'm basing it on ratings, that less and less people are tuning into that network. Now, there is some cord cutting going on, that sort of thing, sure, but that doesn't explain how cable news, for instance, there's ratings rises across the board no matter what network you're talking about. So I don't buy that argument. Look, they have somebody called a public editor there, and his name is Jim Brady. A public editor is basically like an ombudsman. He's a watchdog. And even he says that there is a culture now within ESPN that if you even put on Fox News, he spoke to one employee there, there's fear that you're not going to be able to get yourself promoted to advance your career unless you're in line with a certain kind of thinking. And we saw that with Jemele Hill. She said once that rooting for the Celtics, you know, that team that tends to have more white guys on, or at least historically used to, rooting for the Celtics is like rooting for Hitler. And she's been promoted twice and been given two shows. Kurt Schilling says some things about the North Carolina bathroom law. They were obnoxious, yes. He gets fired. Mike Ditka says President Obama was the worst president in our history. He gets demoted. Linda Cohen says what she said, what you talked about earlier. She gets suspended, and so on and so on. So depending on what your point of view is there, it depends on whether you're going to get suspended when you call a sitting president a white supremacist, and if you criticize another president, you get demoted, fired, or suspended. Or if you criticize the network, that's even worse. That's what happened with Linda Cohn, who's been there for 25 years, by the way. She didn't deserve that at all.
And she's very capable, too. She's hosted more than some of the men who have been there.
The irony here, Joe, is that you've got a situation where conservative opinions will probably line up much more, typically, with a sports viewer if you're going to express any opinion on the air anyway. But they're basically saying liberal opinions are fine at the expense of their audience. Look at Bob Costas. He goes on a rant in the middle of a major football game about gun control and never hears any word from his bosses that that's unacceptable. And instead, you've got people who otherwise like sports just disgusted by the politics that's infecting it.
And I'll give you a little background on me. I used to be a sports writer. I wrote for FoxSports.com, wrote for NBCSports.com. And I have a lot of friends that watch sports, and I can tell you that they are disgusted with ESPN. Not so much, they've gone left, but just their obsession with politics in general, that they've gone away with what their core was in the first place. They've gone, basically, I don't know if you heard about this last month, but there was a fantasy football league draft. We all know what fantasy football is, where you draft players from the NFL onto a, like a team of your own, and then you play against other people who have fake teams, so to speak, but with real players. So 80 million people play fantasy football. ESPN does a show where there's a fantasy football league auction draft. And some people on social media, extremists, say, that's like a slave auction. How could you do that? ESPN caves immediately, apologizes for it, and says, yeah, you know, that looks insensitive. Not realizing that, I don't know, there are white players in the NFL that get drafted in these situations also. So that was ridiculous. Then they take Robert Lee off the Charlottesville, Virginia game with the University of Virginia, an Asian-American announcer, because he has the same name as a Confederate general that died 147 years ago. It's the TV Land rule now. You remember what TV Land did? They took Dukes of Hazzard off the air forever because Bo and Luke Duke owned a car called the General Lee that had the stars and bars on top. And that's the mindset of ESPN, that they have to be over-the-top politically correct because they're afraid they're going to offend people, and they don't realize by doing that they're offending people.
Yeah, you're worrying me. You're starting to make it sound like everything's going crazy. I want to ask you about Hillary Clinton this week, because she had some media criticism of her own. She said that Democrats have a media disadvantage due to conservative propaganda. How do you assess that?
Assess is the perfect word, Vince, because what we're watching with Hillary Clinton this week in broad daylight is a therapy session. It's Tony and Dr. Melfi all over again from The Sopranos. And what kills me about the media this week, with very few exceptions, is that the people that are interviewing her are like psychiatrists, and they just shake their head, and they just go, mm-hmm, and they agree with her, and no one really asks any difficult questions. Why didn't you go to Wisconsin? Why didn't you campaign more than one event a day or three times a week? Why did you make XYZ mistake, and are you going to be accountable for it? And instead, she's now up to, somebody who's keeping count, 42 excuses for losing. Picture, if you will, a parallel universe where Donald Trump loses and was doing interviews like that. Would he be treated the same way? Did you see Rachel Maddow last night? She played a video of a panda bear in the middle of it to make a point around something that Hillary Clinton had said. It's nuts! You say insane? No, we're at ludicrous speed at this point.
Ludicrous speed. All right, Joe Concha, as always, thanks for bringing us up to speed on all of it.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.